Hi.
Hey guys.
So we are back from our hiatus from Thanksgiving. Probably about 5 pounds heavier. Maybe.
Probably.
Probably.
I had lost 10 pounds. I probably gained part of it back.
Yeah. I'm in the same boat. I lost 10, probably gained 5. So sure, we're still in the green, but barely.
Dieting around the holidays sucks.
Yeah. Which now is even more important because turns out WrestleMania in LA is very expensive. Like insanely expensive. So we're going to the Royal Rumble in like 2 months. Like 2 months. And I am fat. So
Not fat.
I am. Don't listen to her. I am fat. So, this should be real exciting.
Well, the good
Ladies
news
and
is, I
gentlemen.
mean, maybe they have a happening nightlife, but it won't be the same as like Nashville where everybody's out at the bars and stuff. So we won't have to
That's
like,
true. I'm trying to like, I don't know. Try to put on a brave face. Putting on a brave face. I was like, well, maybe I won't, maybe we won't see Bray Wyatt.
Probably not. I mean, unless he's
Probably
just out
not.
shopping around that little canal thing, I
He
doubt
could. And then I'd be like, of course, while I'm fat, you're gonna be right here. Yeah. He'll be at the Alamo looking for the basement,
it.
just like me. And I'd be like, hi, I'm fat. Thanks. You're in the best shape of your life, and I'm fat. Here we are. This is wonderful. Yes, that'll be it. No, say lovey. But anyway, Survivor Series happened. It happened. Unpopular opinion, I just thought it was okay.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
It was all right. Like I, it was okay. I just, I didn't hate it.
The women's match I didn't like.
Ronda's or the
Well,
War Games?
both.
I liked the women's War Games.
I
I
mean, it
just
wasn't
didn't.
bad. It was just like nothing that exciting
I didn't like
happened.
the end. I didn't like the end. Wasn't a fan. And like, I kept hyping, like, oh, it's a surprise. It's a surprise. And it was Becky. And I was like, that's not a surprise. Like, we all knew. That's not a surprise. And I did it on SmackDown. And I'm like, yeah, it's still not a surprise. But it was good. Just not great. The Ronda match was terrible. And turns out Holocaust denier Brian Kendrick was the producer because Ronda requested it. So, birds of a feather, I guess.
Well, neither one of them did good. I mean, she's
No.
terrible, but Shotzi didn't do good either.
The problem is, though, this is how I. This is. I feel like Shotzi was attempting to carry her through the match, but Shotzi's not on the level to carry somebody through a match. So I feel like it distracted Shotzi. I feel like Shotzi should have said, fuck you, and just did her own thing. But, okay. I was kind of disappointed that like Charlotte didn't come back. So I kind of thought that would happen. But
Maybe she's not
apparently
coming back.
not.
Maybe she's gonna have a baby.
Who knows? Maybe not. She keeps teasing she's coming back. Who knows? Probably be at the Royal Rumble with everybody else. The men's war games. I liked the storytelling. It was a good match. It was a good match. But I don't know. I liked where they were going with this whole Sammy thing because everybody thought that this was where Sammy was going or Bloodline would turn on Sammy, but we'll be there when it happens. Oh my God. We will be
See, I
there.
want Sammy to turn on them and go with Kevin, but I know it's not gonna happen.
I think it could. It's definitely happening at the Rumble, whatever happens. So
Now that
we'll
we
be
know
there.
Roman's pissed at Kevin.
Roman's really pissed at Kevin.
I
Kevin smacked the shit out of him. Shoot,
you know what? Smacked the man, shit out of get him. Over it. Get the fuck over it.
I think Roman's becoming jaded.
He's a little bitch.
He is a bitch. He's becoming a giant bitch.
Mm-hmm.
A giant bitch. Austin Theory beat Seth Rollins and Bobby Lashley. And now everybody's an Austin Theory fan except us.
But you know, I did notice when he was on TV the other night, he looked a little different. Like, he didn't look as skeevy and gross as he normally does. I don't know if they've like changed something. I don't know. He just looked different to me. I still don't like him.
They probably got somebody get his mustache like, and his eyebrows.
But it's like he wasn't giving douchebag as much. I don't know if they're like, trying to work on it and like
I feel like they drew his eyebrows on differently because usually maybe. He's got like the angry eyebrows, like
maybe.
And then he's got that weird like single like soul patch. Yeah. So he looks like some douche that you had sex with high school. And like he's just like you were 16 and he was 20 and you really shouldn't have done it.
Oh yeah. Lord.
Yeah. Who's like hangs out at the bowling alley and is like, wow, the girls just keep looking the same and I just keep getting older. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's him. But the next night on Raw though, Seth was serving it in an all lace getup.
I just can't.
When he walked out, I was like, my God, that is a look. Also, people are wondering if he borrowed Nikki Bella's pants because Nikki Bella has pants just like that.
Hmm.
So, and somebody did ask if that was Becky's shirt because it is definitely cut for a woman. So Seth is partly in drag.
He's androgynous.
I appreciate it. You know what? Him and Rhea, they're both androgynous. We love it.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. Also, back to the women's War Games, Rhea had to carry that match on her back.
That's her heart.
She is the MVP of that match. And she also literally carried Io on her back after Io literally fell down the steps. So she literally carried Io on her back too.
Speaking of, I'm very confused. Like, this may be stupid, but like a minor thing nobody thought about. But Becky had on like a big time Bex outfit, but she's supposed to be the man. I was very confused about that. It's like you're going into War Games with this big thing sticking up on your shoulder, like all
when she avant-garde. Walked out. When she walked out, I was like, honey, no, they're gonna rip that off.
Like, that is not the time for that. Like, that was the perfect time to dress like the man.
Well, not only that, but then you have Dakota with those chaps.
Yeah, they don't fit right.
They didn't fit right. And like, mm-hmm. I was like, girl, they're going to drag you around by your chaps, which they did. And then Rhea's shorts were short.
Yeah, but I like that thing that she had, like that.
Yes, was that, garter what, was belt. That?
Yes,
what, under her butt. Short. Yes. Under her butt.
Yeah, I liked that. Yeah.
But the problem is, though, the camera angles were not helping because I was like, Rhea, are we at your pap smear? Because I see everything. Just a little longer. Like, I get the look. I get it. But just a little longer. I'm like, I'm seeing a lot of Rhea's orifices. Huh. Which, you know, I'm not. I mean, a little longer would have been nice. But the look, you know what? We just need to start being like a fashion photo review.
We should. should be a new segment.
Fashion photo. Well, we have to call it something else. But yes.
And we can like pull up like Instagrams or something and review like the posts of the week and outfits. Actually, we're going to do that now. Hold on.
I was going to say, did you see Liv Morgan's Steve Jobs look today?
Was that on Instagram?
Yes, it was.
Let's see.
Also, Paige had curly hair, and I was like, wow.
That's cute.
I know.
She looks very... Ooh, that the black shirt's really good.
I know. Liv is serving looks today.
Mm-hmm. Her is this all from the same? Yeah. Or her lips may be different. These she posted yesterday. I thought she looked really good.
She did.
Yeah.
I love her hair. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know. I feel like I'm a potato. I am, guys. Also, Rhea Ripley posted her and her dog. We love that. But anyway, Seth Rollins, get up. The get up. I was not a fan of the one at, if we had a toot and boot, I would boot the War Games one, but toot the Monday Night Raw one.
Hmm.
Yes. Because that lace get up was everything. I was like, shit, I'd wear that. Where do I buy
that? He's a fan of the lace because he wore lace at WrestleMania.
He is.
Yeah.
He's definitely a fan of the lace. Mm-hmm. I did. I liked it. I did. Also, this has nothing to do with the fashion photo review. Why are we not celebrating the Shield more?
Because they would have to mention Ambrose, I guess.
Like it's some bullshit. It's some bullshit, I tell ya. I tells ya. All this would have to fashion photo review. Roman Reigns, apparently they made him red pants to match everybody else. But Roman didn't want to wear them because he said they were scratchy. And you know what? I cannot fault him for that because there are times when, like, TMI, if you're a man, if you're on your period, you don't want to wear certain pants.
Mm-hmm.
You're just like, no, that's not happening. So you know what? I can't fault him for that. Pants being too scratchy, I couldn't do it.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Interesting.
It's very interesting. It is. It's fascinating. Anyway, I feel like that's enough about War Games and the fashion of War Games. Apparently there's going to be a lights out match at the Royal Rumble, rumor has it.
Huh.
With Bray Wyatt and LA Knight.
You'll be screaming for that.
Oh, I will. Except if the lights are actually out. I'd be like, this is some bullshit. I cannot see a thing. I am blind. What's happening? I would be screaming very loud for it, though. I'd be like, oh, my God, it's happening.
Unless it's like when we went to the Rumble last time, we had the red light in our face.
No, that wasn't the red light. That was the bright light from the top thing.
We didn't have the red light. Oh, okay. Well, anyway,
it was white.
The light in our face.
Yes. I don't think we will, though.
I hope not. That was horrible. Think
we will. That was bad. That was really bad. So I don't think we will, though. I hope not. Mm-mm. If we do, I'm going to be pissed. Be pissed. Yes. But it'll be interesting to see. Or by then, you think Taylor will be back?
Hmm.
Bo, whatever we're calling him. Uncle Howdy, whatever we're calling him. I think he will. Also, I still am thinking Vincent and Dutch are going to show up because they're still being very cryptic.
Hmm.
Like, I'm not going to outright ask. But they're being very cryptic. Because I want to be surprised. I don't want to outright ask and have them be like, yeah. And then I'd be like, oh. I'd be like, I knew it. Which I do know it. I'm fairly certain. But at the same time, I'm like, I don't want to ask, but I do want to ask, but I don't want to ask. Also, can it be at the Rumble while I'm there?
Oh, God.
Nobody would know who they are. You'll just hear me go, oh, my God. You're doing great, sweetie.
Oh, my Lord.
Hear me. Just be me. But, you know, I will be like, you are doing wonderful. I'm so proud of you. You're doing great. Look at this. This is great. Do you need a hype, girl? Because I'll be in that sandwich. I'm just saying. I would not say no to that sandwich.
You never know.
That's a sandwich I'd like to be a part of. Anyway, Also, I mean, we're fairly certain Cody's coming back.
Right.
Fairly certain. The current front runners of the Royal Rumble is Rhea and Cody. It's current front runners. I'm not mad at it.
Mm-mm.
Wouldn't be mad at it. Cody wins. Whitney's going to be on the ground crying. So I'll just be there with my phone videotaping it.
That's me. Videotaping and her crying?
And I'll be like, look, Cody Rhodes, she likes you so much. I'm not going to do it a malicious way. I'm going to be like, it's getting you attention, honey. Just lay it on thick. It'll get you attention. Jesus. This is my first rodeo. Yeah. But it will be Whitney's first rodeo on a plane. So I told her to take a Benadryl. It'll be fine.
Yeah. Do that.
Right? If you guys have tips for like first time flyers, because I feel like I did fine without being drugged or drunk.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe they'll have a drink on the plane. Who knows? We could drink in the airport before we get on the plane.
Oh, God. Please don't show up drunk.
I didn't get drunk at airport prices. Oh.
Take a shot of, like, moonshine in the car or something.
That's true. We could do that, too.
Just take a shot. Which, like, it'll be fine. I told her she's, like, really overthinking this.
But it's been so long. I don't remember. I know I was scared.
Yeah.
But I don't remember.
Okay. If we're talking my first time flying ever, I was like 4. So I don't remember it. We went to Disneyland and we flew and I don't even remember this happening. But my mom was like, you were pretty excited about it. And I was like, okay, well, I don't fucking remember that. First time as an adult, I was like, all right. I don't like landing, but otherwise I don't like take I'm fine. Off. See, we're different.
Yeah.
I don't like landing. I just like, all I think about is when there was this plane crash in like San Francisco and it crashed because the landing gear failed while they were trying to land. And it like flew through this thing and it went in the water.
Don't tell her that story.
Yeah, no. But like it's funny though because I'm always like there's no water here. But I'm like it's gonna happen. So I told her, I'm like, how many millions of flights happen all over the world every day?
Mm-hmm.
I mean a small plane, yeah, I'd be like, that's a death trap. Mm-hmm. This is a commercial flight. It's fine. It's totally fine. 100%. I'm like, what are you going to have to do if you want to go to Wrestle Kingdom one day? What are you going to do?
Oh, gosh.
That's an even longer flight. Seriously, what are you going to do? Which I don't even think I could do that flight. That's 16 hours.
If I was in a good first class seat, I could. With a right. bed.
The Delta pods.
Yeah.
The Delta pods. Yes. If it was a Delta pod, I'd do it. If it was anything else, I'm not doing it. And no, thank you. Anyway. So, what else do we have to... Oh, Dexter got a contract. That happened. So, that's pretty exciting. We all kind of figured Dexter would get the contract because, like, he's a contracted person with the company. Mm-hmm. Also, when he came out, when he supposedly isn't under contract, he had entrance music. So, obviously, he wasn't going to lose. So, you know, we were pretty sure he wasn't going
to
lose.
We should give props to Miz, though, because he's putting a lot of people over.
The Miz is putting, you know what, though? I feel like, and you know what? People may not like to hear this, but I feel like the Miz is at the point in his career that, like, he might be going into the sunset soon. So, you know, maybe that's why.
Maybe. But I think he deserves credit. People give him crap. And he's really, really doing anything they ask of him and putting people over. And
well, and also I think he's just having fun with it, too.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a fun experience. It's not it's not happy to sit there and be like, wow, I'm doing stupid shit with Roman. Because at this point, it's like anybody who works with Roman, you kind of have to carry that entire thing by yourself.
Right.
So, you know. So it's almost kind of better you're not with Roman at this point. But yeah, I'm interested to see. I love how Johnny and Dexter are still like a thing. But also I love the fact that Indy's probably coming soon.
I hope so.
I think it's gotta happen. I mean, the fans, every week the fans are like, where's Indy? Is Indy coming? Where's Indy gonna show up? So I would assume Indy will be here soon. Also, Candace came back and baby wrestling was backstage at Raw. And Hunter took a picture with him.
Aww.
And he was in the ring and he had a little suit on, a little Aww. Baby suit.
Cute.
And I was like, oh my God, look at that baby. He's precious. A little suit. I'm like, where do you get a suit for a baby? And it wasn't an ugly suit, it was a cute suit. I'm like, where do you get that? I don't know where you get that. That's adorable. So I'm sure they'll do something with Candace now, but I don't know. Damage control, they just need to get rid of, I think, at this point.
I know, it's not working.
Well, the problem is it probably would have worked if you had Bailey win in the first place. But they don't want to take it off Bianca. So I feel like, unpopular opinion, damage control should have not went after Bianca. And then you have Alexa pretending that she's like getting taken over again. And I'm like, ugh, not this whore again. What? Not this whore again. I don't want to deal with her ass. It's true. I don't want to deal with her.
Oh, man.
I says what I says. I don't want to deal with her. And everybody's like, oh my God, it's Alexa. She's going to be back with Bray. And I'm like, oh my God, Uncle Howdy, warm up the car and run her over. Yeah. I mean, if I can't drive the car, then Uncle Howdy should drive the car. It won't kill her. Stone Cold Steve Austin survived it. Why not?
I don't know. They're trying to make sense. Her.
I don't know, but I say she just goes away for a long time and we don't have to see her or deal with her ass. Cause like, really, what the fuck is she doing? She gave like zero effort to that War Games team. She literally at one point just laid on the ground and was like, just laid there. Like everybody
she
else
definitely looked
something.
Like she didn't care.
She didn't want to fucking be there.
Mm-mm.
She was like laying on the ground, and then at one point Nikki Cross was just like sitting on her. Like, but neither one of them wanted to be there. I think they were just kind of like, let's just sit in the corner and do nothing. Like, you really could have gotten somebody who wanted to be in the match. I would have preferred Candace over Alexa.
It's definitely a weird combo.
Or Liv. Feel like Liv should have been in the match, but you know, yeah, it was weird and like it was just almost distracting at times because you just look in the corner of your eye and there's Alexa just like laying there, like not doing anything. She's not doing anything. She's not selling anything. She's just laying there. And I'm like, are you gonna get up? Are you? Then at one point, Nikki Cross just sits on her and puts her in like an arm bar for like 20 minutes, and I'm like, you gonna do anything? No, you're not gonna do anything. You're just gonna lay there. All right. Well, why are you here?
That sounds
like, why
right.
The fuck are you here? And then, like, when Rhea got in, she acted real strong. She's like, I'm gonna go punch Rhea in the face. And Rhea's like, no. And just like barely hit her. And she was like, oh God, my face. I'm like, she barely hit you. I feel like Rhea should have just like palmed her right in the face. Just nope. Just like, what are you doing? What are you doing?
I wonder if she just doesn't want to be there anymore.
I'm starting to think so.
Yeah.
I think that's the point. I think she realizes now that, like, Becky's here, and then all these NXT girls are here, and Rhea's here, and Liv's here, and Rhonda, and Charlotte's probably coming back.
Plus, she got married, and maybe she's just like, yeah, I'm done with this. Like,
but, like, what is there for her to do? What is there?
Who knows? Like, be a model? I don't know.
No, I meant in the company. Like, what is there for her to do in the company? Like, nothing. She doesn't want to be there.
Well, I feel like Liv kind of took her fans. You know what I mean? Because they have kind of the same look.
The Alexa fans are still there. And they're, if you say anything bad about Alexa, they're
well,
like,
well, yeah, but I mean, I guess what I'm trying to say is Liv and her have a very similar look.
I think the difference is, I think people have realized Liv's personality is like, she's got more of a personality. And I think her story is something people can relate to a little more than Alexa, where it's like, I was a blonde cheerleader and I became a bikini model.
Right.
Liv was like, I dropped out of high school. Like, I feel like we can kind of relate to that one a little more than I was a cheerleader and prom queen. And then I was a bikini model. And I'm like, I can't relate to that. What the fuck? Liv's like, my dad's dead and I dropped out of high school. We're like, you know what? A little more relatable.
Right.
Alexa, I'm sorry. We can't relate to that. I was a cheerleading champion. I'm like, bitch, no. That just sounds terrible. Also, like, Sasha's probably going to come back. I mean,
let's if they give her the money she wants, because the rumor is that they don't want to give her the money she wants.
Yeah. Bye. But
I will not be upset.
I'm pretty sure Naomi will be back.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure she will. Put her in the bloodline. Come on. What are we waiting for? But yeah, I mean, she's got all this competition now. And it's like, you're not the quirky blonde anymore. Mm-hmm. There's like 14 other quirky blondes. So, I don't know. Also, I feel like people are kind of over. Has like an edge to her that like actually is her. But then Alexa pretends she has the edge to her that she doesn't actually have. Huh. But I think people are kind of seeing through to her that she's kind of fake.
Maybe.
Yeah. I think people's ideas are changing because like the most over woman on the roster right now is Becky and Rhea.
Mm-hmm.
The Bianca thing, Bianca's kind of cooling off with some people. They're kind of getting sick of her. So.
Well, I like her, but I mean, she's not.
I don't think
she's progressing like with her character, like developing anything. She's just staying the same.
Well, I think she's kind of just been shoehorned into this.
Hmm.
And they're like, well, here you go now, and it's not going to change because she's got a reality show now with Montez, so it ain't going to change. So, I mean, it could.
Where's that at?
I think it's debuting in January.
On what, Peacock? Or
I think it's going to be Hulu.
Oh,
so yeah, so that's going to be a thing. So, oh my gosh. Anyway, yeah, I think people are over Alexa. People are more on Liv's side. There was a lot of people wanting Liv in that War Games match, and me included.
Including her. She kept tweeting about being at home.
Well, yeah. I mean, poor girl was stuck at home. Which, you know, whatever. It happens, apparently. So, it'll be interesting to see the lead up to the Rumble, because part of me is like, are they going to do it? How are they going to do this? Are they going to have, remember, like some years they do like qualifying matches to get into the Rumble. Some years it's like they're just they announce every single fucking person. Like, what are we gonna do here?
Right.
Like, how are we doing this? I'm very confused how they are doing this. So, I don't know. Who knows? Maybe they'll just be like, here it is. Take it or leave it. But a part of me thinks he's going to want some surprises, though, because, I mean, the rumor and innuendo going around is Nick Aldis is going to debut.
Huh.
Which I wouldn't mind. That whole Nick Aldis dilemma with the NWA has been hilarious.
What's that?
So, starting from the beginning, NWA had their show. It was like NWA Hard Times in New Orleans. Mm-hmm. And Nick Aldis was like, yeah, I'm not showing up.
Huh.
And he's like, also, I quit. I'm not re-signing. He's like, I'm not re-signing. It's because his contract's up in January. I think it's like January 1st or something. And he's like, I'm not re-signing. And they thought he was joking. He's not joking. And part of the reason why he's not re-signing is because apparently Billy Corgan talked mad shit about women's wrestling to his wife, Mickie James. And Mickie James was like, okay, that was disrespectful. And she didn't like it. And Nick told him, like, hey, that wasn't cool. Like, you're pretty much insulting my wife with everything you just said. And he basically was like, well, they can't sell a whole pay-per-view, so I don't know what you want me to tell you. So basically, they decided then to suspend Nick Aldis for the last month of his contract. Huh. And he went on, he's doing a bunch of interviews, and whenever somebody says, who would you like to work for? Every person he names is in the WWE.
Oh.
Yeah. And he said some stuff that was pretty spot on, though. He was talking about how he thinks how the NWA's booking was really good to start, which it was. It was really good. And then it turned into convoluted bullshit, which it did.
Huh.
So, and he was like, I tried to get something else and they didn't want to do it. So why would I stay?
So he's just not holding anything back.
Oh, no. He held nothing back. Hmm. He went on the Not Sam show and was like, hey, Sam Roberts, I am not to... He was like, they were like, who do you want to work with? He's like, Gunther and Drew McIntyre and Roman Reigns and Pete Dunne.
Huh.
And everybody's like, so, everybody in the WWE. Like...
Interesting.
Yeah. So, it'll be interesting, though, because, like... He's worked with LA Knight before, so I'd like to see that again. So, that'll be interesting. So, yes. Basically, Nick Aldis is probably going to debut.
Huh.
Obviously, Cody's coming back. I don't think Randy will be back. Randy seems like he's pretty hurt.
That's sad.
I know. That's sad. Feel like there could be some other debuts. I don't know who, but there could be. But yeah, it'll be interesting. It'll be very interesting to see how this works out. But going to AEW for a minute, William Regal might be done already.
Really?
Obviously, we didn't watch it, but William Regal cost Jon Moxley the belt, and MJF is now the AEW champion.
Really?
He is. And the next Dynamite, this is the shit that gets me. The next Dynamite, it starts out, MJF is going to be in the Von Erichs movie, so he wasn't there because he's on set at his movie.
Huh.
But, William Regal comes out and he's like, you know, we're going to figure it out, all this shit. And then Mox comes out. Mox is like, I'm going to fucking kill you. Because Mox is pissed, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And before he can hit him, Daniel Bryan runs out. And he's like, Lord. Mox, don't do this. I love William Regal.
Oh my God.
He's like a father to me. My father was an alcoholic, just like you guys were. And he's helped me through so much of coping. And like, what the anyway. So then Mox grabbed the microphone and he told him to leave and never come back. So either William Regal will come back with MJF or William Regal's gone.
Interesting.
Yes.
Well, I mean, I could see him wanting to go back now.
He's like, happened. I'm gonna go now. Goodbye.
But how are they gonna let him out of his contract?
Well, I've heard two rumors. The one rumor is the contract was only a year, which is coming up.
But I thought it was 3 years.
But then I heard somebody say 3 years. But then they're saying since his storyline ran its course, they may just let him out of it. Because, like, what is he really going to do?
Yeah.
All he can go wrestle.
Right.
So there's a lot of rumors and innuendo about it.
Hmm.
I for one feel like it was piss poor timing because we could have had him say War Games at War Games.
Next year
we'll have Cody Rhodes bleeding everywhere and jumping off a cage, and we'll have William Regal screaming War Games
and all will be right with the world.
All will be right. Yeah, I was looking at that match, and Whitney, who as you can tell loves Cody Rhodes, was like, next year he's gonna jump off that fucking cage. That's what he's gonna do. She's like, he'll bleed everywhere. I'm like, and jump off the fucking cage. Yeah. Tear his other titty. Tear that other titty. He'll have
probably.
No titty. Oh yeah. It'll be interesting. And also, there's another contract coming up in AEW that is very interesting. And I'm fairly certain they're not going to re-sign. It is FTR.
Mm.
April, FTR, which is after WrestleMania. So WrestleMania is on April 1st. So, who knows? We could get FTR back. They said maybe WWE, but I also said maybe they'll just do a run where they just go where they want to go, kind of like the Briscoes are right now. They just kind of do what they want to do. So that's also an option. It'd be very interesting to see what happens. But I would love to see FTR. Like, I don't understand how Tony Khan can misuse them that much.
I mean,
they basically brought them in, had two matches with the Young Bucks, and then they were like, well,
because all he wanted to do was take everybody.
Yeah,
like, oh look, I hired everybody that WWE fired. That's all he wanted to do.
Yeah,
he didn't have a plan for anybody.
Yeah, there was no plans. I feel like their company's just, there is no plans.
Uh-uh.
Not a plan one. So it'll be interesting. But I also feel like maybe the Young Bucks kind of were like, oh no, it'll be fine. And then they were like, ha, no, it's not.
Maybe.
Yeah. You know how they are.
They are assholes. They're assholes.
Also, there is a pretty interesting rumor that CM Punk is going to attempt to get out of his contract and face Stone Cold Steve Austin at WrestleMania.
Oh, Lord. I mean, I guess it's possible that they would hire him just for, like,
I don't know.
I don't know, part-time, or I don't know. And then if they just got pissed off at him, they just let him go and wouldn't care. There you go.
Yeah, where's he gonna go then?
Yep.
Nowhere.
Uh-uh.
See, that's what I just thought is, like, this whole part-time thing would have been so much better. Had Tony Khan had just kept him part-time, this probably wouldn't have been an issue.
Yeah.
But it'll be interesting. If we're at the Rumble and CM Punk comes out, I'm going to just be like, what in the fucking hell universe do we live in? They're like, look, it's CM Punk. I'm like, what the fuck? Why are you here?
I mean, I'm not going to be happy about it.
Okay. Somebody asked me, they're like, what would you do if CM Punk came out? And I was like, I think I would laugh. I would laugh. Like, it would sound like I'm fucking insane, but I would laugh.
I mean, I don't like him, but he did create my favorite meme this year.
He did.
Yeah.
He did. Mm-hmm. Also, my brother and I keep going, I'm old, I'm tired, and I work with a bunch of fucking children.
That's my favorite meme. How I feel every day.
You're just sitting there. These people can't even manage a Target.
Nope.
Nope. And then somebody said the best thing would be if he got a sponsorship from Target.
Oh my God.
Which I was like, I'm sorry, but if he gets a Target sponsorship, I'm like, I'm on board. I am on board. They're like, CM Punk sponsored by Target. Who people for people who can manage a Target. You know what? I would be on board for that. I'd be like, this is brilliant. Whoever booked this is brilliant. Also, the other reason I would laugh hysterically is the fact how many fans right now who are like, oh my God, fuck CM Punk, he's terrible. But the second he walks out on a WWE stage, they'd be like, oh my God, CM Punk.
That is true.
Yeah. Just going on Twitter. And then on the other token, you have all the people who are like, fuck WWE. I only watch AEW. But then if CM Punk showed up, they'd be like, oh yeah, I watched WWE the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Make it make sense.
Wrestling fans are a bunch of hypocrites. That's all it is.
They are. They are a bunch of hypocrites. I feel like, I mean, we might be the only not real hypocrites around.
Hmm.
Either that or we're jaded.
That might be it.
That might be it. But, you know, I'm sorry. Just stick Finn Balor and AJ Styles on the card and we're like, yeah, this is great.
Best show ever.
This is the best show ever, guys. I love this show. Everything's awesome. I mean, come on. It's Finn Balor in those pants. The man wears the pants good.
He does.
He does. You know what? I never thought we would be like Finn Balor in pants, but Finn Balor in pants. And then you got Uncle Allen. Being Uncle Allen. Oh, well, bless his heart. What are we going to do with you? Oh, God. It was funny, though. On the bump right before War Games, Uncle Allen was on there. And they were like, we're going to play word association. And he goes, they're like, gallows. He's like, goofball. And they're like, Carl. And they're like, he's like, can I repeat the first one? He's like, goofball. I'm like, really? Uncle Allen? Really?
Bless God.
Him. Yeah. What a guy. Like, he's everybody's redneck uncle right there. He's Uncle Allen.
Allen with the good hair.
Uncle Allen with the good hair. Got that hair. But tell us your secret. Like, watch, he'd be like, I use Pert Plus.
Probably Pantene.
Like, Pantene wrecks my hair, so no thank you. I'm like, oh God. Yeah, he'd be like, I use Pantene.
Perks. Or Suave.
Suave. I use Suave. The blue one. Not the pink one, the blue one. Because I don't use a pink one. I'd be like, dude, what the fuck? It's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
You're killing me right now. He would, though. I feel like he would. The only bad part is about the Royal Rumble is we might not be able to see Gallows and Anderson.
Why?
Like, see them outside.
Oh.
To say hello.
They might have a signing. You never know.
Be like, somebody, what the hell are you doing? Yeah, and just look at him and be like, what the fuck are you doing here? What happened? Yeah. let's just talk about that, guys. The moment somebody was like, WWE made big offer to Gallows and Anderson, I was like, oh, they're going. And Whitney was like, why do you say that? And I go, well, if I know anything about these guys, you put a stack of money in front of them and they'll do anything.
Mm-hmm.
You could throw money in a lake and Gallows will jump in after it. Everybody's like, I have artistic integrity. I was like, they don't. You give them the money and they'll go.
They went back to Saudi again. Remember they said they'd never go back there either.
Hey, some of those numbers I heard, I was like, well, how long do I have to stay on the ground? Like, yeah, we're very much against it. But if somebody put that amount of money in front of me for one day's of work, I'd be like, so how long do I have to actually be there? Like, do I have to like interact? Can I just like show up and then leave like Brock? Because like that's like $100,000 for one day's of work.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody puts $100,000 in front of you, Jen, what are you gonna do?
That's true.
Yeah, we take it.
Morals go out the window.
You'd be like, well, when's the plane leave? A lot of money. Also, Carl is still the never open champion. I don't know what's happening, but Carl and Gallows seem to say, if you want it, you can come here and take it, which I'm like, please come here and take it. Please. For the love of God, take it. But nobody has taken it yet. I'm sure they'll go back to Japan eventually. Yeah. When the money's right. Until then, that belt is still here. I was like, you can't just like give it to Jay to give to Gato. Like, is that, do we not do that? Like, Jay doesn't live that far from Carl. Just give him the belt.
Apparently not.
The best part is Jay's posting all this stuff like, look at Gallows. I'm like, Jesus. While we're at it, can you show up? Jay White, please. I would love that.
That'd be nice.
Jay White just walks out looking, and then Finn Balor's in the ring, then Uncle Allen's in the ring, and somehow Adam Cole's in the ring. I'm sure Cody Rhodes will somehow like show up because you know. He's just like, hi, I'm Cody Rhodes. I'm here doing Cody Rhodes things. How much pyro do you think he's going to have?
Oh, God. Be ridiculous. The whole thing will be ridiculous.
You should show ever, and then Whitney will be sitting next to me like, oh my God, it will be like, this is a mess. I hope, you know what, part of me hopes the Royal Rumble is a shit show, that way we could just like,
you know, it probably will be, we'll have our hopes up and it'll be a letdown.
I don't think it'll be a letdown. I think it's just gonna be a shit show, but like in a fun shit show way, not like a terrible shit show way.
Maybe
I could be wrong, but you know, anyway, I'm just excited for our trip, guys. As you can tell, I keep going back to the Rumble. I just want our trip to be here. I am not financially ready yet, but I am mentally already there. That's something to look forward to.
It is
something to look forward to. We're going to go on a boat ride. Mm-hmm. On a gondola. River?
A gondola on a river, yes.
Oh, yes. We're going to make it, it's going to be mighty romantic, even though we are straight. Be like, wow. You know, if I had a Alamo. Man, we're going to go to the Alamo. I'm going to ask if they have a basement. If you get it, you get it. You got to, yeah. No, my brother's wife didn't get it. And I was like, can't.
You had a schooler.
I was like, is Pee-wee's bike still in the basement? Is it? Better be. And he's going to be like, where's the basement? And they're like, sir, the Alamo doesn't have a basement. Like, what? I want to go find out if it has a basement.
Well, you'll know.
I will. Oh, they have a haunted ghost tour too. Yeah, maybe we'll do that too.
Maybe
we'll go get drunk and go find ghostesses. I've literally been trying to figure out what you can do in San Antonio, and I'm just like,
there's probably a gay bar,
probably, but it's Texas, so you know,
that don't mean anything. Let's see, drag shows, San Antonio.
Watch, so like there is no drag shows.
They have a Christmas dream drag show next month. Everyone's protesting.
Oh, great. That's great. I'm so excited.
There's one called Heat. There's one called Paramore. Bonham Exchange, Pegasus. There's one called Illusions, the drag queen show.
Out.
There's some choices.
I know we
dinner is ordered and sold separately when available.
Trinity the Tuck is having a show, but it's in December.
Oh.
If it was in January, bitch, we'd be there. I'd like to see Trinity the Tuck.
Mm-hmm.
March 5th, which we're not going to be there. Bob and Monet are going to be there.
There's a gay strip in San Antonio.
We'll go to the Gayborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I do love Gayborhoods.
The first three Wednesdays of each month, Squirrel Friends and Drag Fanatics witness new queens show what they've got at a bar located on the intersection of North Main Avenue and East Evergreen Street. Drag Me to Fame at the Heat has an amateur queen's hour.
Well,
Ariana Grande was a known patron.
Well, we won't be there the first Wednesday.
No, but still.
Yeah.
It says in the gay, what did I say? It said the gay strip. So.
Guys, we're going to have a good time. We are going to have a good time. We're going to find the Gayborhoods. We're going to definitely do a TikTok if I don't feel fat. My Spanx are looking good. We'll do it. Also, I have to find them. I have to see if they're still on sale, but I want the Spanx leather leggings.
The shiny apparently. Ones?
Yes.
Yeah, I like those.
Yes. I'm trying to look not as disgusting, so, you know, that's what we're gonna do.
I thought about buying those. I went on their website during Black Friday, and I was like, do I get them? But then I think they ended up... Like, I think they were even with the discount, they're like $80. I'm like, God, I don't know.
Part of me was like, does Fashion Nova have one?
We might.
Like, I need I'm just trying to look cute here, guys. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm trying to do. I'm trying to look cute. I'm trying not to look as much like a potato, which is hard because I look like a potato.
Oh, Lord.
Also, I am wearing this sweatshirt at least one day while I'm there. It's my Bride of Chucky one. We're wearing it. Anyway, guys, I think that's it for this week. We're going to be back at it because, you know, our hiatus is over.
We have to get prepared for the Rumble.
We have to get prepared for the Rumble and our yearly Christmas rant about shit, which I don't even know what I'm going to rant about. So much has happened. I mean, I can rant about that bitch all day, but like, so much has happened. Also, by then, the Vince McMahon documentary will have aired, so I'm sure there's something in there that we could rant about.
There you go.
December 13th on Vice, if you're going to watch it. I will be taping it. So, also, we could watch Tales of the Territories, which I just like watching. So, go watch it. Anyway, they did the Crockett territory. It was great. I loved it. But yes, basically getting ready for the Rumble, ranting on Christmas, and I don't know, whatever happens. I feel like everything and nothing is gonna happen.
Right. Everything and nothing.
Which is usual for wrestling. Also, I feel like we could also do a Sister Wives episode because, man, am I on Sister Wives TikTok.
Oh, yeah, I'm on TikTok. I haven't watched the show, but I'm on the TikTok.
Oh, ooh, girl. Oh, my God. Me and, okay, I have seen every episode of Sister Wives, so I feel like I'm very educated on this. I am enthralled. Also, I think Janelle's leaving, so.
Mm-hmm.
Janelle's totally leaving. Christine left. Christine's daughter got proposed to over Thanksgiving weekend. So her daughter and their girlfriend are getting married now. There's a lot happening.
Oh, the daughter's gay? I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, girl. So they have, so Mary, the one who got catfish, has a trans son named Leon. And they are with their partner, Audrey, who is a they, them. Which apparently Cody hates them.
Wait a minute. Mary got catfish. What are you talking about?
Oh, girl. So Mary, the first wife, right. Not Robin, not the one
that had
one.
To divorce him. And yeah.
Yeah. The one who had to divorce him because Robin's kids need to be adopted, which I thought was some shady bullshit. Right. Well, Mary got catfished by some chick on the internet saying that they were this really hot dude. And she was like sending like dirty pictures.
Oh, no.
And like saying how much she hated Cody. Uh-huh. And all this, and it turned out it was some like weird chick the entire time. And then she was like, I got duped, even though like if it was a real dude she would have left,
right?
Oh yeah. Oh, huh. Oh, we gotta catch up. Oh, don't even get me started.
Like, I see like the reels and stuff, but I don't know all the details.
Oh my god. And Robin next week's episode, Robin has COVID and she pretends like she's dying, even though she's not dying. So that should be exciting.
Bitch.
She is a bitch. I hate her so much. You have no idea. Christine is everything. I've loved Christine since the beginning. Christine raised all those fucking kids. She raised 13 kids. So, yeah. Don't tell me she didn't do shit. She raised 13 damn kids. Anyway, that's my two cents on it. I have way more to say. But yeah. Also, I feel like we could jump into the Try Guys drama as well.
I've heard bits and pieces about that.
Ooh, girl. Ned was fucking his producer in the middle of the day in his Tesla, and he got caught because somebody on Nextdoor posted it.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's a whole thing. The drama is still there. And I mean, I controversial opinion, but well, controversial person. Jeffree Star is no longer on YouTube, so Jeffree is retired. So and yeah. Shane did a documentary again.
Nah, I didn't watch it.
It was all right. I watched it. It was all right. Like, Peter wasn't.
Mom said it was not a documentary. It was a vlog.
It kind of was. But, like, I feel like it kept going in and out. Like, it would be, like, very documentary-esque. And then it would be, like, Shane doing stupid shit. So, it was very weird. It was all right. Like, I wasn't, like, oh, my God. Like, we used to be. But I was right. Like, oh. I feel like if he channeled his energy again, it could be really good. But. I don't know. They're having a baby though, apparently. So.
Good for them.
We love that for them. Yeah, we'll just watch a bunch of drama TikToks and then we'll talk about it. There you go.
Huh.
Wrestling gets boring. That'll be our fallback. Also, Girls Next Level. We could watch it.
We definitely could be a drama channel.
We could be a definite drama channel. Okay, one last thing in this. We're ending the podcast on a happy note. Effie posted a preview of their Christmas card. And it is the most adorable thing in the world. The dogs have sweaters. Effie is wearing a leopard print sweater. I believe they're in Piedmont Park kissing with the dogs and the sweaters. And I'm like, oh my God. oh my God. Like, I love this. This is the aesthetic. It's adorable. I'm like, look at the dogs. There's dogs. So, yeah. We love Effie in this house.
Mm-hmm.
We do. We got to go to that place next time I'm in Atlanta.
I know.
The chicken and waffles on a stick place.
I have to find out where it is first.
He said it's on Piedmont Avenue by their apartment.
I bet that he probably lives in the neighborhood where everything is a gay place, though, so it's going to be hard to find.
I'm sure if you search chicken and waffles on a stick, we can find it. That's like a very niche thing. Like, I don't think every brunch place has that.
That's true.
I was going to say that's a very niche concept. Now, if it was like just brunch, I'd be like, well, what is the place called? This is kind of a niche menu item. So, yeah. So anyway, also, guys, we're going to try to plan Halloween Horror Nights, I think. Unless Survivor Series is announced somewhere really fun next year. Unless it's really fun. If not, we're going to Halloween Horror Nights and maybe Disney. And Jen can go to Epcot.
Yay!
Drink around the world.
That'd be fun. I love that. I don't see where anywhere it says they have chicken and waffles on a stick. We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out. But also, they announced the Chucky house at Halloween Horror Nights, guys. So we gotta go.
Oh boy.
I'm excited.
I watched the video of, oh, it was this year or last year, Violet and Gottmik going through Horror Nights. It's so funny.
Yes. Aww. It's going to, guys, I feel like that would be entertaining to watch us go through Halloween Horror Nights. And just be like, yeah, this is fun.
Oh,
you're having a good time. I just want to know what the other houses are. Because the Chucky one's going to be fun.
It went like 13 or 12 or something. It was a lot.
Yeah, they usually have, I think, like 6 bigger houses and then a lot of like smaller ones. But the Chucky one's the main thing.
Huh.
They never usually announce, well, I mean, sometimes they do, but they don't usually announce it like over a year in advance that that's going to be the thing. So this is probably going to be huge.
Hmm.
And I'm excited. So
interesting.
I've never been to Florida. And I don't really, I'm not really excited for it, but you know, Chucky. So,
he'll like it.
That's Florida. Anyway, guys, until next week, when I have to try to figure out what we're going to rant about in a couple weeks. Bye.
Bye.
Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.